This is the old diesel hauled train coming in up from Pickering, heading towards Grosmont down by Whitby. Stopping here at Goughland Station, and you'll hear it, it's a right old train, and I mean that by the engine, the traction engine itself, an old diesel hauling. Occasionally they use the diesel to haul it line, and in between it's mostly the steam trains, and we're expecting the steam loco to be coming up from another direction about the same time. D5061 Bilton Crewe. So the diesel loco, diesel 5061, is just about to depart and head down to Grosmont. And I do believe, though I can't see it yet, but going by the photographers on the other side of the line, that the steam loco is almost here, coming up from Grosmont. Grosmont, which is at Whitby, and heading up through here to and head over to Pickering. So when we get a true stereo sound of the diesel on one side of the recording and the steam loco on the other. Quite unusual, I would expect. Just hope the diesel doesn't drown out the steam. I'm not so keen on the diesel trains, the diesel engines, but having said that, this old one has got a hell of a character about it. It looks like it's been through the wars, battled and torn, not gleaming, not shining, in, I'd say, an army green, but it's got a real face of character to look at. So I kind of enjoy listening to this old beastie. Yeah, the steam's definitely on its way, because even the folks with the compact digital cameras are starting to take snaps on the other side of the line, so you wouldn't be able to do that unless it was fairly close. Just I can't see around the corner from here. Well, I've switched over to the other side of the tracks now. There had been a delay in the old steamer coming up, and the diesel's just sat there waiting. I think they're trying to give the people a chance to see both trains at the station at one time. So here comes the steam loco into Goughland Station, up here in the North Yorkshire Moors. Steam engine 60007. Sir Nigel Gresley. This train is packed. there we go, the steam loco has arrived. I guess the diesel one will probably head off now. Well, I guess I'm going to head off. I'll go and get the car head down to Whitby while the weather's still decent. I think the loco actually is wearing, possibly because there's so many people come up, so many carriages on the steam loco, that it could be the fact that it's waiting because people aren't going all the way over to Pickering but are going to change over here at Goathland and head back down to Whitby. That's just a guess. I don't know, but the guy, I asked the indicated to the guy in the diesel if he was about to head off, and he waved his hands as if to say not yet. So, and it was fun. I should have added there that, of course, I was a special recording for my friend Adrian Bix. Turbo Stream. It would be a reciprocation of soundscapes because he sent me some about the trains, and so I'm just sending this one back, not just to Adrian, but I guess I'd say particularly for Adrian. So there you go. If only we could remember to say the things we're going to say before we actually switch the microphone off and then have to switch it back on again. Maybe I should stop switching it off and just put it on pause permanently. There we have Aidens Field, as it's known in the telly, Goathland as it's known in real life. By the way, if you've never been here, if you ever get the chance, do come up. It's a stunningly beautiful village set up in the North Yorkshire Moors. I can't emphasise how beautiful it is. The sheep, yep, they are allowed to roam the streets in the village green in front of the shops, wherever they want. That's how it may, the law maintains up here. And so if you come here, just watch if you're driving through, because the sheep have the right of way. But it is a gorgeous wee place, and it's one of those must-see places. Like Whitby, it's an absolute must-see place. So, I'm going to stop blethering now, and get back to the car. Mary went on ahead a few minutes ago, but I'll be heading down to Whitby. So, hopefully I'll do something down there. Speak again soon.